For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Had quite an eventful Saturday morning, if I'm being honest, and I thought it'd be funny because I can laugh at it now because it was something else. So Thursday and Friday and Saturday, I was feeling pretty crook. So early in the morning, I got a doctor's appointment, took my son there. So my wife was away for the weekend. So it's just me and I'm like, man, I feel bad for my son. Like, I'm pretty crook. I'm trying to keep up and like do all the things he wants. He's two and a bit, so he's up and about.
Yeah, but it was boys, boys, boys. Lads, yeah. Lads, lads.
I had all these fun plans. I was like, mate, I'm sorry. Dad's got to go to the doctor. And he's like, yep, cool. And get there. And then after, he's like, can I have some snacks? Can I have some sultanas? I was like, of course, mate. So we open the back of the car, sit in the, like in the boot kind of thing. We're just sitting there. I'm just kind of snacking on some stuff. And he turns to me and he goes, Dad, I put a sultana up my nose.
Oh, no.
And I was like, mate, did you actually put a sultana up your nose? And he went, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, mate. So I tilt his head back and I use my phone torch. And in the depths of his nasal cavity, I can see clear as day that dark sultana in there. And I'm like, oh, mate. And so I'm like, all right. I remember from my first aid training that I did when I was a lot younger, I was like, you did that. There's this thing called the parent kiss you can do. So my mouth completely over his, holding his nostril with a finger and trying to essentially blow it out his sinus. He was not a fan. I was not a fan.
No, that is like my worst nightmare. Yeah. That's actually the reason I'm probably not going to have kids because I don't think I could cope with that. So, or the snot situation. Yeah, it's
so
all bad.
I'm looking at that. I'm keeping my wife in the loop. I'm like, hey, not a big deal. Sultana's up his nose. Everything's fine. Because I'm like doing some research and essentially it's all going, hey, look, it's not bad, but get it out. Like, it's food. If it goes into his mouth, obviously that's fine. If it was a beet or something else, that's when you need to get worried.
Of course.
Went to urgent care in Belmont. They're superstars. They tried to get it out. They had a look. We tried a few more of these things.
I was going to say, it wasn't a tweezer situation that you could...
Man,
no, it was...
That nose hole is tiny. Tiny. Because it's the first thing I thought, and I was like, it's probably not great to just shove a pair of tweezers down that nose.
And once again, not a parent.
Well, but the same things are running through my head. So they're great. They go, hey, we're really sorry. You're going to have to go to kids' emergency in Geelong. And I go, yep. Like, they're like, it's probably going to be a couple hours. And I go, that's fine. This is my role. Like, we've just got to do it. Mm-hmm. So we go over there. And I'm like, yep, this is my son, Jack. And before I even said anything, he said, I got a sultana up my nose. Mm-hmm. And they went, we get this a bit. So we're in there for maybe 2.5-3 hours. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that there was a bit of a wait because he was running around. There were some other kids in there. And, like, obviously it's a pretty full-on place, but, like, it's really set up well, awesome from everyone there. He was running around. He came back to me. I was like, what is that? Gravity had put it back down. And it was just peeking out of his nostril. The speed and precision... Yeah. And I've luckily got a bit longer fingernails at the moment. I pinched that thing, David. Because of the moisture inside his nose, it was a grabe again. Because it had been in there for about 3-4 hours.
Gross.
So it was like four times the size of what it went in.
It rehydrated.
So I went over in my hand to the nurse and I was like, I got it. And he said, well, I guess you can go home now. Because they were going to have to gas him and, like, get it out that way. But I can laugh about it now. I wasn't necessarily worried, but I was like, hey, we've got to get it out. We've got to get this sultana out.
When you did message me about it on Saturday, my first instinct was to say, hey, thank you so much for the content for Monday to talk about. And then I realized, no. Like, worried about your child.
It'll come.
I'll backspace that and we'll say that on Monday.
I wanted to use this. Because I know this, the way they were talking about it, this happens a lot. And I was messaging my sister and some other people, and they're talking about all these different things that their kids have shoved up their nose. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Whether it's you, your kid, your sibling, what did you shove up your nose? I need to hear it because I think I got out of it pretty clean with a grape with my son.
My mate's kid, Violet, chucked one of those mini corn on the cobs, like those little ones, straight up there.
No, not the whole. I was thinking like a little.
A whole, not whole corn kernel. The actual thing.
That's cool.
Nightmare.
And a few people have sent a text in, Davo, which we are loving. My personal favourite, Dave in Belmont, my kids stuffed those pom-poms from Kraft Time. So, and the thing is, because they're not like, once they're in there, they're like kind of stuck. It's not like a sultana where it can bounce around.
Yeah, that would be really wedged in there. The material would get all, no, thank you.
No.
What about this text here? It says, my 3-year-old put a green pea up his nose at dinner, then proudly announced he was planting a garden.
Stunning. I mean, That's not where I would do it, but get it done. Sarah in Grovedale's giving us a call. Sarah, was this you? Was this when you were a kid, or is this your kid? What did they stick up their nose?
This was me when I was younger, and it wasn't necessarily a thing, but I put so much Nutella up my nose.
I mean, it does smell good. What were you trying to achieve there, do you reckon, Sarah?
Yeah, I just big Nutella fan. Huge fan.
I feel like that would be a stressful one. If you really
breathe that in.
Yeah, it's going to be blocking the airwaves. Did you have to go to the hospital for it?
No, I didn't have to go to hospital for it, but my mum was very upset with me.
30 seconds in the microwave really loosens it up.
Yeah, the whole child. Would have been
totally fine, Sarah. And, like, totally fine now, like, your brain's all good and everything.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
Long-lasting effects.
Wish you well. Tim and Davo. I was a cheeky little girl yesterday and treated myself to some ice cream.
Oh, now we are living large. I love a solo ice cream. Oh. Nothing makes you feel more of a baddie.
Sorry, a solo ice cream. My whole life is a solo something. I mean, yeah, to me that's just getting ice cream. Ice to cream. You it's solo ice cream. No. I just got ice cream,
no,
bro.
No, because it's like pop off, sis. Like, get it. You don't need no man.
Hey.
I got a paddle pop lion.
Bro. You get a little hankering for a cheeky treat, and that's where it led me to the ice cream shop.
So excited to know where this is, like, what ice cream we're going for.
I'm not going to tell you the name of the company because I'm about to absolutely rip it.
So it wasn't like a supermarket freezer section. It was it was an ice creamery,
a parlor, if you will.
Okay, all right. There's a couple.
Well, I took myself to this particular one, and this one's a special one because what they do is you can put extra things in your ice cream.
Now I've got a very soft place for soft spot in my heart for a place like this.
Yeah.
And you know, there's many different one high street, you know, potentially, or it could be another street, who knows?
Fantastic establishment, but my issue is with the packaging situation.
Okay.
Now look, when you go into this place, you choose your ice cream flavors, you know, and that's a rigmarole in itself. Too many choices.
What'd you end up like? I normally like just, I'd set a vanilla base. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting a second scoop, I'll get something a little bit like crazy.
Ooh.
like a lime or something.
Lovely. You
know, make a splice.
I went two flavors. I went a vanilla base, of course.
Excellent.
And then I also went a peanut butter base.
So there's the fun. There's like, all right, like I've got a stable base. I can have fun. It's the mix-ins though, mm-hmm. which I imagine is where you found yourself a little bit.
No, well, see, I don't like to go too crazy, but it was decadent, let's be honest. I went with a cookie dough situation. Yum.
Yeah.
And then I also went with a Biscoff spread. And then they just mixed all that in and it was 10 out of 10. Look, and my problem isn't with the product.
I only have discovered Biscoff in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Who was hiding that from me? I could eat that out of the tub,
it's
man.
So
that's
goddamn
crazy.
Good. Yeah. Oh, mate. And it's great in ice cream. Great in this establishment.
Well, I always thought Biscoff, I thought it was biscuit and coffee. I thought that's what it was short for. And I was like, I don't like coffee. I wouldn't like Biscoff. And then my wife never fought me because she never wanted to share.
Yeah. So she got it.
Okay. All right.
So my problem is all right, you have them mix in, you get it in your little container. I was like, yeah, I'm taking this away with me. I'm not eating it here. So they put it in this cup, right? There is never a time where that ice cream is staying in that cup.
Ah, man.
Even if you're eating it there, live, in the minute, if you're eating it in there, you're still making an absolute mess. It's 100%. Getting on your hands. It's getting on the side of the cup. It's getting on the serviettes that you've stacked on
they
all over it.
They give you the thinnest serviettes that have ever been produced in some small factory overseas.
Shocking.
Crazy.
I literally was taking this home with me and I thought, well, one, it went all over my car seat, of course.
The one that was saturated when you left your window down the other night in the torrential rain.
But this establishment has been around for 20 years and this has been the issue since day dot.
There's a reason that you could say across the country these are shutting down. The one that maybe you went to is one of the remaining five in the country.
Well, I reckon if they change their cups, they could be in for a bloody another 10 years.
I think as soon as the ice cream is bulbousing over the edge of the cup, they know what they're doing.
We want the extra product, but we do not want it on our hands. Height. And
height, not width.
Nah.
Height, not width. So, man. It's a cold rock to die on, but you gotta get it out there.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
It's been a few weeks since we've spoken about this bloke, Bailey Smith.
I did fear when you started here 2 weeks before the grand final. Fell in love with the Cats.
Yeah.
Fell in love with Bailey Smith.
Well, with them all.
Yep.
Paddy Dangerfield, an absolute legend.
Yeah, but you have been, you've really focused in on Bailey.
Oh, who hasn't?
And then I felt for you because I'm like, oh man, footy season is done soon. Like, but don't worry, come March, Davo, we are going full Cats, full Bailey all over again.
I was soft launching my love for the Cats this year, so then next year I can really go in hard.
True fan. You do have a scarf that says you've been a member since 2020.
Exactly. Got it from the op shop. Thank you so much. Well, look, we're bringing him up because I was browsing on Instagram before and he's popped a story up and I thought, well, I better have a look at this because it's always controversial.
Is he one of the people, like when you start following someone new, like he is front of the line, and if you're clicking on his stories all the time, anytime he does anything, because I follow him as well, but I never see any of his stories.
Yeah, I'm on the lookout.
Yeah. Close friends.
I will say I am on the lookout just to see what he's going to put up there. But today he's put a video up. Look, it's nothing too exciting. I think he's just sort of showing off what he's doing. I think he might have been playing golf or something.
Rock and roll.
But what's caught my eye in this is his eyebrow. He has three slits in one of his eyebrows.
Now, that's a, like, if you can pull it off, good on you. And he's subjectively,
I mean, if anyone,
gorgeous.
If there's anyone that can pull it off, it's him.
Give me a rundown. What does it look like?
Well, look, it looks pretty rough. It looks like a little tiger stripe on there. It's I'm going to give you
a bit thick.
There you go. I'm giving you the look there.
It starts closer to their nose than you'd probably think, hey.
He has put a little mention on there saying, and disregard the eyebrow, .. long story.
So he might have just, you know, he's been having some time. Someone's had the Clippers.
Look, allegedly, he's had a night out. This is what I'm making up here. I want to make that very
clear. Not fact, not fact.
Had a night out. One of his mates says, what are the odds you will put a slit in your eyebrow? And he's like, oh, well, go on, get me then. 101 and 150.
His mate, 69.
They both said 69.
Because, of course, Bailey Smith would always.
Of course. 69. And they've said, mate, don't worry, this will look cool. And Bailey's like, if anyone can pull it off, it's me. Yeah. It will look cool.
Is that how you got your septum piercing? Losing a game of foot of the odds.
No, that was by choice.
Intentional choice.
But it did make me think about those things that you have chosen to do that you thought will make you look cool.
Yeah.
Like a slit in the eyebrow, you thought that would be cool, not cool.
I mean, the eyebrow could really involve a lot, like eyebrow piercings and committing to them now, still. I mean, are people still getting eyebrow piercings?
I don't know. You could ask Tom from The Breakfast Show, our boss, who has an eyebrow piercing.
He's had that for so long. I'm like, I like young people now just popping them in. Like, what's the, I had an earring, I got one when I was 10. But it wasn't like a, it was just a gold, so it was a silver stud, and then for fancy events, I would chuck a gold in.
Yeah.
And I would do an under-10s footy, and they were like, you can't wear it, and never went back in after that. So
that's something you thought would look cool, and it, you know, maybe didn't.
But it's not as bold as shaving three tiger stripes into your eyebrow.
Look, when I was a kid, when I was 18, I thought a piercing would be cool on the Monroe. So like literally on your top lip.
Oh, so it's
onto
high.
The side.
Oh, no.
I thought that would look really cool.
It's not there now.
Didn't.
No. Like the hole's completely gone. No, unless you're not. Like clagging that with something every time.
It looks like I could have a whisker there. Yeah.
Well, we could I love opening the phones for this kind of stuff. 5223295 What did you think would look cool? Mm-hmm. Let's take it back. Like, especially in your teen years.
Oh.
You do it. My best mate, again, I'm going back to eyebrows, but he got an eyebrow piercing and it was like one of those ones where it's like a fun colour and purple and it's got little spikes coming off the side. And he thought, and I love my best friend like a family member. A closer, like, I love this man like you would never understand. And I remember when I saw it, I was like, it's not you, man. It's just not. So, and he used to post photos on his MySpace, like, angled down, like.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, and I used to love when it would get infected. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. It's all right. Sarah in Mount Dunedin, what did you think would look cool?
Well, mine was during high school as well, like you said, and I was from the country. All the town's kids were having that real emo look, like we were going through the era of dark hair cut really short, like girls had, you know, the boy haircut. And I thought, yeah, okay, cool. Now I look back at photos and it was definitely looked like I'm resembling a bowl.
Okay. Oh, no. Little berries and cream, lad.
Because I had, I think it was mainly because I had curly hair. So all these people had the straight hair that sort of like had the fringe and everything, but mine was a little bit curly. So it would just,
I mean,
up a little bit.
Are we talking sort of pixie cut length?
Whoa.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Like.
maybe bark.
Actually, that is Sarah. That is bringing back year eight mohawk. All of a sudden, there is something that I'd completely forgotten about. There, Lily is in Grovedale. Lily, what did you think would look cool?
Hi guys. I went to Bali with my family when I was 14. And the day before got really fake tan for my first time ever.
Okay.
Oh, and I was very, very brown. Like very brown. Okay. And it was dicey. Oh.
When you said you were going to Bali initially, I was like, oh, you've come back with the beads in the
hair. Oh, the beads.
Yes, but no, arguably worse. coming back. Yeah,
the
shade.
Photos look like my family have adopted a young Balinese girl.
Oh, okay. Perfect, yeah. Too dark.
Well, yeah.
It's Tim and Davo.
So on the weekend, I went on a little adventure and took myself to the Geelong Vintage Markets.
Mate. There are a couple around that you can go to, and there's always good selections. I always find myself going and never buying anything. The game is just looking at fun stuff.
It is so fun to have a browse around in there, of course. I went to the one at the Fed Mill, is it?
Yeah. The Mill Markets, yeah.
It's so big. There's so much to look at.
And it's overwhelming.
And I literally...
And then you go, there's a second level. Oh, my God.
Is there?
Yes.
I haven't even been up there.
Yeah, man.
That's exciting. All right, well, that's another adventure for another time. Loving that place. Absolutely looking around. I saw one of those owl necklaces that we as ladies will know, the millennials will know.
Right.
It was around the mid-2000s. There was a particular necklace that was an owl, and it's sort of separated by different chains on there, and it's a long necklace we used to wear. Whew. Transported me right back.
Nice. I mean, obviously, like, you're not wearing it today.
No, so I did now,
but
buy
you must
it.
Have. Oh, no, I was going to say for formal events only. Black
no,
tie.
Thought we'd leave that one in the mid 2000s.
Okay,
but I did actually pick myself up a stubby of NT Draft.
I mean, you have lived in Darwin for the last 2 years before you moved here. That must have been nice.
It's like a real old one. They don't make it anymore. It's a keepsake. I saw it there about a month ago, and I said, if that's still there the next time I'm in the vintage markets, I'm picking that up.
That's
so I
good.
Managed to do that. But I did make a discovery at my apartment a few days ago, and I realized that my TV actually has a DVD player input into it.
On the, like, in the side or something.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So I didn't realize this until, so I had an old Xbox that had the disc tray in it, and I didn't have a DVD player, so I'd only be able to watch DVDs from my Xbox. That broke, and I had to get another one. They don't do discs anymore. And I was like, I have nothing to watch DVDs anymore. And I sold my old car, so now I can't even play my cassettes.
It's a real shame.
It's terrible.
Well, I thought I'd take myself back in time. And I decided to buy myself a couple of DVDs.
Davo, this is incredible because I feel like we've only mentioned it a couple of times on the show. Your TV setup at home is, for lack of a better word, a show. It is just that the remotes don't work. It's not connected to the internet.
No.
It doesn't work unless you're streaming something from your laptop.
Yeah, I've also got a Google Chrome that I can't actually stream with personal hotspot. They don't let you. You have to have Wi-Fi for
you
that. It's a real shame.
So DVDs are really your prime form of consuming content, hey?
Yeah, well, what I thought I'd do is I got myself, I recorded the sound of the DVD going into the system.
This is gonna
have
be
a
good.
Listen.
Yes!
Does that not take you back?
Can I do it one more
time? Yeah, go on.
Listen to her spin. That's excellent.
Isn't that great? So look, I did purchase myself a movie, an extended cut of...
Make it as long as possible.
...of these girlies.
Oh, no! I don't know much about the Sex and the City world, but I have heard terrible TV shows. No, sorry, incredible TV shows.
Yes, yes.
Terrible movies.
Yeah. Well, I got the one that goes for 3 hours, so...
Bro, I've actually just realised... This is so good for both of us because I have two moving boxes in my house of DVDs that we can't use. Do you want unlimited content like it's 2007 all over again?
Yeah, it felt great.
If you, I've got all of the Lord of the Rings. If you want time, I've got long movies for you. I will be there too. I can't stress that enough.
I hope everyone enjoyed that little trip down memory lane there.
Oh, just one more time, just to make us feel something.
Ooh.
need a cold shower.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.